Gibson. Chapter 1. Miss Mabey said, "Okay, guys, let's get out our history books." The whole class groaned. Doc tilted his head back and started snoring. "Very funny," Miss Mabey said. "This is going to be fun, trust me. Abby, how about if you get us started?" Abby, she's the one who broke history. It was Abby and her stepbrother, Doc. You can thank them later. Everyone took out their textbooks. Thick books. Heavy. Kids lifted them high and let them drop onto their desks. It sounded like thunder. Ms. Mabey just shook her head. "Page 125, she said. "Today, we'll read about Abraham Lincoln." More groans. And Doc sang out, "Boring!" Ms. Mabey glared at the class. "Who said that?" Everyone knew, but no one said. "Well, whoever it was," Ms. Mabey said, looking right at Doc. "You should be aware that you are not only rude, but also totally wrong." She pointed to a poster of Abraham Lincoln taped to the classroom wall.
"Best president ever. Honest Abe."
"Abraham Lincoln is one of our most important presidents," she said. "He basically saved the country and ended slavery. And he's certainly not boring. Come on, you'll see." And she said, "Abby, when you're ready." Abby opened the textbook to page 125. There was an old black and white picture of a house with a horse and wagon driving by. She read what it said at the top of the page. "Lincoln, from lawyer to president." A little louder, Abby," Ms. Mabey said. "We're going to show these people how exciting history can be." She read louder. "Abraham Lincoln sat at a large desk in his office in the city of Springfield, Illinois. He was reading a newspaper. After a little while, he put the newspaper down and stood up. He walked out of the room. He came back carrying a cup of coffee. He sat down again. He picked up the newspaper and began to read.
Let's see what's in the old sports section today."
Abby looked up from the book, pretty confused. "See?" Doc said. "Nap time." For once, Miss Mabey didn't yell at him. Okay, she said. "That wasn't the most thrilling part, I'll admit. Doc, since you're so interested, why don't you see what comes next?" He read aloud. "Abraham Lincoln turned to the next page of the newspaper. He took a sip of coffee. He put his feet up on his desk. He read some more. Every few minutes, he sipped his drink." Doc stopped. "Do I have to keep going?" he asked. "No, that's fine," Miss Mabey said. She looked at her own copy of the textbook. "According to what it says here, he just sat at his desk all day. He read the paper, drank coffee, and, that's it. That's all he did."
"Why do we have to know this stuff?" Doc asked.
"It's important," Ms. Mabey said.
"Why?"
"It just is," she said. She was still looking at her book. "This really doesn't seem right. I remember Lincoln doing a lot more. But to be totally honest, history was never my favorite subject."
"Because it's boring," Doc said.
"Well, this book is a little dry, I'll admit," Ms. Mabey said. She closed the textbook and said, "Let's do a math worksheet." And a few kids actually cheered.
Chapter 2.